the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. It is Friday, the 26th of October. It's 10 o'clock here in Spain. And it's a nice sunny day today. It's a little bit cool, late October. We're definitely not in the pool or in the sea today, that's for sure. But in today's session, I want to talk to you about your website and specifically about how your website should be integrating with social media and how you should be using it and what the point of a website is. We've just been finishing off a couple of websites for people, and that's all very nice. And we've been adding quite a lot of content to different people's websites, and that's very nice as well. And then it's like this idea of, well, I've got content on my website, what do I do next? And it's like, I get that, I totally get that, okay. And you have to take a step back. You have to start thinking about what is your purpose, like, you know, what is the purpose of your website? What is that designed to do? So for most people, they go, and I'm looking for a business card, but I don't have business cards anymore. I tend not to use them because I don't meet anyone. We do everything online these days. But most people have a website, so they have a website, if that makes sense, you know, to fill in the space on the business card. And it's like, if you're going to have a website, that is totally not the reason why you should be having that website. The whole point of a website is to drive traffic back to the website. That is like the be-all, end-all. Your sole purpose in life is to drive traffic back to your website. And you might be going, well, what's the point in that? Well, the whole point of that is that your website has some sort of conversion mechanism built into it. So on my website, for example, we've got a number of different things that we do. We've got an opt-in that you can opt into, and now we've got your email address that we can email you. Or we might drive you down to a specific offer, or we might move you to a specific page that we want to take you to. And then once they're on that page, we might see what they're like, and we might buy it. Or they might plug in a strategy call with me to work with me one-on-one. Or they may just bounce off. You know, most of our visitors bounce off, just like most of your visitors bounce off. Interestingly, though, we do know how many of our visitors bounce off, and we also know how many visitors we get on a daily basis. We constantly check that sort of thing. But then the other thing that we do is we pixel them. So if you land on one of my web pages, chances are you're probably going to see an advert from me in the next couple of days about whatever it was that you landed on that web page for, depending on whether we want a pixel for that. We don't pixel for everything. But, you know, if you land on our website design page, we'll pixel, you know, that's pixeled. If you just land on our strategy session page, that's pixeled as well. And if you land on our social media done for your marketing page, that's pixeled as well. So we've got a number of opportunities to drive you back to the website. The website has lots of proof of concept. It's got lots of examples. It's got testimonials. It's got, you know, there's only really three things that people want to know when they land on your website. Number one is, can you help me? Number two is, am I in the right place? And number three is, do I trust you? Right? So if you can answer those three things on your website, then you're somewhat towards getting some sort of conversion, whatever that conversion might be. It might be a sale or it might be an opt-in. Okay, but if nobody trusts you, they ain't going to opt into anything because they just don't trust you. So the website has to be built in such a way that it you know, we use a lot of white space on our websites because we want people to trust us, right? Lots of white space, like nice and clean. That's the design mechanism, okay? And then in addition to that, we've got testimonials. And in addition to that, we've got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of blog posts. Okay, so we're constantly creating content. So like, you know, for example, this, and then from this, we'll create the podcast. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, then welcome. If you're listening to this on a YouTube replay, then thank you very much. Click like and subscribe. And if you're watching this live, then click like too. So, and also, by the way, if you've got comments, just stick them in the box below, and we love to either listen to them or get feedback and that kind of thing. So, you know, your website should have a purpose to it. What is the point of having a website? Most people just get a website for the sake of having a website. And then it's like buying a Ferrari, okay, and not putting petrol in it. And now, well, I've got this Ferrari, you know, it's rubbish, just doesn't do anything. Well, have you put petrol in it? No, I'm not wasting any more money on this Ferrari. Yeah, but you have to put the petrol in it to make it go. No, I'm not doing that. I've spent enough. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and I've used that analogy a number of times, but it is a crazy analogy. It's why I like it so much. But the lifeblood of a website is traffic. You know, if you've got no one hitting your website, there's two massive things going on here. Okay, so let me just run into those. The first bit that I see is that people don't know if they have anyone going to their website. And it's like, if you don't know if you've got anyone going to your website, how can you do anything about it? Like, how can you improve your website? How do you know which pages are the top pages on your website that most people land on? Like, we've got one page on our website that everybody lands on, right? It's found an awful lot through search engine optimization. And it's not really what we do anymore, okay? But it still pops up. So now we added some extra content onto that page to drive them from that page, which is found an awful lot, into really what we do on the business coaching and on the digital marketing stuff that we do these days. It's a property related thing. And when, you know, we've got a lot of experience in property, 20 years, millions of pounds in the portfolio in the UK. Used to coach a lot of property. And I got asked last night, would you coach? And I'm like, nope, we just don't want to do it anymore. But that page is generating a lot of traffic. So now we have to repurpose that page. But if we didn't know that page was getting a lot of traffic, we would be unable to work with that page and make it, you know, drive people to the page where really we want them to be. Does that make sense? So if you don't know how many visitors you're getting to your website, how can you make any proper decisions about how to improve your website? Well, you can't. So I've forgotten the second thing, but the two things that, let me see if I can remember it. The two things that people do wrong is, number one, they don't know how many visitors are going to their website. And I still can't remember what the second point is, but I did have a second point, but I've forgotten what it was. But you've got to find out how many people are visiting your website. And when you know that bit of information, okay, then you can start utilizing your website better. And people go, yeah, but it doesn't really work, does it? What doesn't work? Well, websites, they don't work. No, because Amazon.com doesn't work. The biggest company on the planet who just did a trillion dollar company like Apple. There's only two, right? Apple.com, that doesn't work. Booking.com. I mean, you name it, right? Websites work. There's no question that websites work. And what's the first thing that people do? They find your business card, and they go online and they do a search for you. And if you've got no social media profiles, you're not writing any articles, you're not doing podcasts, you're not doing videos. So in Jordan Belfort's Straight Line Selling, he's basically got three areas that you need to work on to get a sale, okay? So the first one is, does the person like the product? Do they trust the product? Okay, really, let's use that word trust, because really that's what it's about. Does the product do what the product says it's going to do? That's number one. Number two, do I like the person selling the product? Okay, because if you know the greasy salesman, if people don't like that salesman and you're looking at a Ferrari, they ain't buying that Ferrari from you, right? And then, so let's use Ferraris as an example. The product, will it do what I think it does? Yeah. If I'm, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say, if I'm 60 and I'm in a Ferrari, it makes me look like I'm living my 30s again. But I might buy a Ferrari. So. Anyway, and I've got friends who are in the 60s who've got Ferraris. But anyway, that's not necessarily why you buy a Ferrari. You buy a Ferrari because, fuck it, why not, frankly? So, but anyway, it made me laugh. So, you know, do I trust the product, the Ferrari? Will it do what I want it to do, get to not 60 in less than 4 seconds? Awesome. Brilliant. Make me feel good. Make people look at me because I'm successful. If that's what you want, then that's fine. Number two is the salesperson, do I trust the salesperson? And then number three is, do I trust the company? So, like, your website should reflect all of those things. Now, when someone goes out and does a search on you individually, because they're checking whether they like the product, they like you, and they like their company. Thank you, Jordan Belfort, for that. I thought I was going to meet him, actually, in April, I think it was, up in Redondo Beach, because a friend of mine is a friend of his. And in fact, I've got a couple of people who are friends of his, actually. Which is weird. He even commented on one of my posts, which is a bit freaky. Anyway, so, and it had nothing to do with Hookers and Blow, which was always a bonus. So if you've ever seen the film Wolf of Wall Street, you know exactly what I'm referring to. And if you've not, then you just think I'm weird, but that's okay. So there are the three things that people need to know. Do I trust the product? Do I trust you? Do I trust the company? And if your website isn't reflecting that, then you've got some work to do on your website. So, you know, your website doesn't have to be product led either. It can be person led or it can be company led, right? When a new iPhone comes out, like, are they leading with a product? Potentially. They used to lead with Steve Jobs. Now I don't know who they lead with because that person is no longer there, okay? So what are they leading with? Well, they lead with the brand and the company and the bright colors and the funky advertising and that kind of thing, and they lead with the product. So with us, for example, on the digital marketing stuff, you know, if it's a website or if it's done for your digital marketing, then we tend to lead with the product. But we also lead with me. I am the company to some extent, but we lead with me as well. But what are you leading with? So, you know, Taylor Wimpey, for example, who build houses. Now, they may have at one point have led with the housing. Having read all of the testimonials of buying a Taylor Wimpey house, I'm not sure that they would probably lead with that. They would probably lead with a product and location and that kind of thing because the reviews are not good. But you can see how they are running with that. So then the question comes, what are you doing? How are you leading with it? And it has to be a combination of all three. It can't be, well, I'll just lead with my product, because like you could get some easier sales if you led with you as a personality. And you might go, well, I haven't got a personality. Well, you have. You have a personality of some kind, right? Not making a decision is still making a decision. Not having a personality or not having a woo, hey, everyone kind of personality is still a form of a personality, and different people will like you and different people will dislike you. And I much prefer people, if they're going to dislike me, you might as well dislike me right now here on this page. Thank you very much. And then I never get in a phone call with you. You never respond to anything I do. You never engage. You just bugger off. That's perfect. Because then that leaves space for me to put attention to those people who do like me. And believe it or not, there are some people that like me. I'm married. Well, that's at least one person that likes me, so that's cool. I've got a kid that I live with, so that's two people, so I'm happy. Actually, that's all I need, frankly. So, but you've got to decide what is your website supposed to do. Now, if your website looks like it was built in 1988, you know, after one of the Back to the Future films, then you've got a problem. Well, first of all, the internet didn't exist then, so you've got a bigger problem there. But you need to get your website up to date. You know, there's lots of things that you should be doing on your website that you're not. And getting a makeover right now is probably a good idea. So let me just show the next. We have a ticker tape that runs across the bottom of the. There you go. Look at ticker tape. There you go. So if you want a makeover on your website, then come and speak to us. The domain name's on the screen, but it's daniellatto.co.uk/SMMA. Or just go to the website. Just come and find me. Do a search for me on Google. Come and find me. So you've got to decide what is your website supposed to do. Now, let's just get to the content bit, because this is really important. So when you're writing or when you're creating a piece of content, you should take that content and embed it on your website. So it's like, you know, on mine, for example, daniellatto.co.uk/SMMA is my done for your marketing product, right? So we would share that with an image, and we might put, imagine getting all your follow-up emails written for you. Imagine putting a Facebook pixel on your website so everyone you can track everyone who visits your website with an advert. Or we might write, have all your landing pages created for you and your sales funnels complete, right? We might have to have a graphic with that, and then we'll share that. And it goes out, it's got a link to it, and then that link clicks back to the daniellatto.co.uk/SMMA. That's how it works. And that's what you should be doing. Every time we get a piece of content, be it video, audio, written content, whatever that happens to be, we put it out on the website, and then we share that out into social media, and that drives traffic back. That's literally what we do. And when we bring on clients, that's what we do. We help them create videos. We help them create images. We help them create typed, written, you know, copywritten stuff, right? And some of that content then doubles up for search engine optimization. We've just written one about coaching for a particular client, and it's a 750 word document, which is actually not quite enough, by the way. You only need about 2,000 words on a page if you want to rank for a keyword on that page. About 2,000 words, but it's a good start, okay? That bit of content will go onto a page, and it's all search engine optimized. So eventually, at some point, that's going to start coming up in the search engine rankings. There's a little bit more work to do on it, but that's what's happening. So there's a combination of stuff that's going on. Some of it is just driving traffic back to a particular page, okay, and then we can pixel those people. And then some of it is actually writing content that when you type such and such coach, for whatever coach that happens to be, your website comes up, and they click on it, and then that drives traffic back to your website. And then, you know, you've got the trust factor. Do they like your product? Do they like you? Do they like the website of the company? And your website reflects that. And so all of this all works. It's like baking a cake. You can't just do, can't just take flour and eggs and bake a cake, okay? You just can't do that. Like maybe with some magical formula that you can, but I don't know that you can, okay? There's lots of different things that you need into, I don't know how to bake a cake. There's lots of different things that you need that goes into baking a cake to make an optimal cake, right? Just as there's lots of different things that goes into you building your website to make an optimal website. We've covered some of them. Video and podcasts are two really powerful ones, by the way. And people then download them on iTunes. Because the key here is, are you being found? And then the second key is, are they coming back to your website? And then it's like, are you converting them? You know, those three steps are really important, and most people's websites don't do that. But then, like I said at the start, most people don't even know how many people they're getting to the website. So, look, I hope that's useful for you. That will do us for today. Good little rant about about websites there. And I hope that you guys get enough out of that. If you want to come speak to me about having a website makeover, then just come and find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and everywhere, frankly. And we'll have a chat about it. So until our next live podcast, we'll speak to you soon.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.